you this. It is informative to look back at the ages of people baptized as believers in the past. For years, I confess that I've had the strange little hobby of noting baptismal ages when I read biographies. I now share with you just the slightest fraction of the fruit of my research. John Gill was brought up in a Baptist home and was baptized at age 19 in 1716, just 3 weeks shy of his 20th birthday. Samuel Medley was brought up in a Baptist home and was baptized at age 22 in December 1760. Richard Furman was brought up in a non-Christian home and was baptized at age 17 in 1772. He was the pastor at First Baptist Church of Charleston, South Carolina. That's who Furman University is named after. He maintains in that pamphlet that we have for you at the back afterwards on children of church members that baptism is not for children. John Dagg was baptized in Middleburg, Virginia at age 18 in the spring of 1812. J. Newton Brown, who wrote the statement of faith that our church uses, was baptized in Hudson, New York at age 14 in 1817. And that was a little young historically. P.H. Mell was brought up in a strong Christian home and was baptized at age 18 in 1832. J.R. Graves was brought up in a strong Christian home and was baptized at age 15 in 1835. John A. Broadus was brought up in a strong Christian home and was baptized at age 16 in 1843. C.H. Spurgeon was brought up in a Christian minister's home and was baptized when he was aged 16 in 1850. And he baptized his two sons when they were 18. E.Y. Mullins was brought up in the home of a Baptist minister in Texas and was baptized at age 20 in 1880. W.T. Connor was baptized in Caps, Texas at age 17 in 1894. They all had jobs by the time they were baptized. Baptist Christians used to wait longer before they encouraged their children to be baptized. Now the rest of you can come back. Number five.